the time that he was in the captivity. Kana makom etayer ya. No, we said this already.
His
father was Obdavid Shechter. He had a lot of chesed, even over there. Yeah, even over there when he was in the captivity, he knew Arabic. He got friends with the Arab guards and everything, and they used to give him food and stuff to give to people because there was hardly any food where they were. Yeah. More water. He also was in the desert. It was the summer. More water, more food. In those days, there's a nice story that happened there. They tried to bring kosher meats to the Jews over there. Yeah. Abu Ubaid Shpeda was a friend. He got friends with one of the Arabs, the Legion Arabs, the guys from the Arabs that was in charge. The father, the Arab, his family used to have a kesher with a lot of Jews before and everything. Anyways, he liked Rav Reuven, this Arab, and he was friends with him. Of course, they used to give the meat a little bit, but of course, no one ate it because it wasn't kosher. It was the Arab just killed the animal. Yeah, there was a sheikhet, there was a paidik, but there was lacking only one thing. Knife. There was no kosher knife. And there was no, you have to have, for kosher knife, you have to have a knife and a stone, a plain stone.
Stone. A flat stone.
Flat stone. Not a bumpy stone, because that causes the...
Stone to sharpen it?
Yeah, every time.
You have to use special oil on it.
I don't know, shechting so much. Yeah?
I don't have the eyesight anymore to do it.
So his name was Daoud, the Arab, Daoud. So Daoud took Rav Reuven once. He said, come with me, let's go to the big city and then look for a knife. That you need a knife for the shechting, I'll help you to find a knife. So he took it with him. And you see this Arab walking around with this big heavy Jew, old man. But he was wearing army clothing. They had to wear army clothing in the captivity. Anyways, and then finally they found in one of the stores like a hatchet. So the Arab tells the Ubaid, look, here, there's a hatchet, you can kill the animal with this. So he explained to him a little bit, Allah is Shechita, we can't use this. They tried to bring other things, but they didn't have any, anyways, no kosher food. Yeah. Anyways, after the surrendering of the Jews in the old city, so the Arabs went into the houses and were going wild, of course, like Arabs are used to doing. Burning down the place and getting. Rav Reuven had a little Sefer Torah with him in the house. So he said, I'll grab it, but he got confused. It was all about God. Instead of taking Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Yeshayahu and he put it on his back inside his Khalifa's Ozi. And on the way, when he came back, the Arab was so upset that he left and he gave a strong clap on his back. So who would say, if not the Sefer Yeshayahu on my back, I would have been dead. No way. I would have been paralyzed for life maybe. Who knows? That's what saved him. Moshe Krever, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva Gottlieb, he told Moshe Krever from the shul, he told him that he used to give cigarettes to the prisoners, to the captives, whatever, prisoners. So he said he used to give whoever was willing to listen to Sipur Maisias, he would have given him a cigarette. You want a cigarette? Come listen to Sipur Maisias. This is a story here. Take a cigarette. Hafatza, hafatza, wherever you go, to speak Rabbeinu, to teach Rabbeinu. Yeah. The time of the captivity for in the of Shmuel's world was like a mismeshish. Didn't make a difference for him. Yeah. Dafka there, he was the mismeshish itself. He used to strong everyone. Yeah. He used to make everyone strong, to make strength in everyone. All the problems that he had was just, he used it as vessel to grow from. There was many problems in the captivity, many problems with food. He had his son with him for a few weeks. A lot of things. It wasn't easy. It's not easy to be like that. Years later, Shmuel, when people were smoking next to him, he said, "Oh, smokers, so the Rabbi was speaking today. Smokers, have mercy on yourself. I was in captivity and I saw people who were used to cigarettes. They used to give away the piece of bread so they get a cigarette instead." Yeah. But he says here that his kreft wasn't about the cigarettes. It was more about the loneliness of a person. You're willing to give away a bread for a cigarette. You're so low. The only physical item that Shmuel was lacking was mikvah. It was a mikvah. It was the water from mikvah. Because they gave them very little water. Yeah, one of the things they gave them, the Red Cross gave them cigarettes, like I said before. And they kept it. Each one, he said, they never, the breast of his report didn't smoke. He said, he told all the breast of his, keep them, keep all of them. And then before Yom Kippur, they transferred cigarettes for water. Every cigarette, they got a certain amount of water. Right? Which was nine kabin of if you pour it yourself, nine kabin, a certain amount of water, it's instead of mikvah. The situation you have. So they had enough of water. At least in Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah to go to mikvah, at least that they did in Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. But you see, Rav Shmuel, everyone saw that he was a tzaddik, even in those days, he was a young boy. How old was he? He was 30 years old, less.
He was born, what, 32? And this is 48.
Yeah, he was less than 30, he was 27 years old. And everyone's, people in certain situations, pressured situations, they act all kinds of ways. They steal sometimes, not because they're ganavim, because they, for life, like, yeah. You saw Rav Shmuel tzaddik. Same way you saw the Kleizibul was tzaddik in Auschwitz and all that.
Grandfather died in Auschwitz. Actually, just outside Auschwitz.
So, I'm going to stop over here.